This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Give me some advice on implementing with a team, because, you know, when you first read the 12-week year, it feels very personally accountable. I've got my 12-week year sitting right here in front of me, my professional goals, my personal family health goals. But what about implementing it with a team? What are some ways to get buy-in when you're introducing this entirely kind of radical new concept of, look, really think of it in 12-week years or 12 weeks instead of looking at like the traditional quarter?
Yeah, so the first is, you know, if they can read the book, even the first 64 pages, it's helpful. Mm-hmm. But the first step where you roll up your sleeves is to work with them on their vision, and not start with the company vision, but start with their personal visions. What, mm-hmm. right? What do they want 3 years from now? What do they want 5, 10, 15 years in the future? So that when we create the company vision and we create the company plans and we create the tactical plan, we can help connect the dots, right? Between how by them doing the things that make the company successful, they live the life they want to live. And that's a connection that doesn't exist in most organizations. So we jump right to what do we envision for the organization? And we never connect the dots for each individual. The high performers do it automatically.
Sure.
Right? It happens for them. It's just hardwired in. The bulk of the people, that doesn't happen for. And so that first step is having them create the vision, helping them connect the dots on a daily, weekly basis as we move forward. And then when it comes to setting the goals and building the plan, obviously they're involved in that, right? As the leader, you hold the trump card because you've got a view that no one else has and an understanding that's different. But in the end, you know, you get together as a team and you say, okay, you know, what do we want to make happen in the next 12 weeks? And initially, if you've never done the 12-week year, you know, the tendency is to take your annual goals and divide them by four.
Yes, that's right.
And what I caution with people on that is that's limiting. It's really limiting. I mean, we had one client called me, this was a year ago, called me September, I think it was September 7th. And she called me because she said, I just got off the phone with my boss, I hit my annual goal, and I'll probably double it by the end of December, which she did. She ended up doubling her annual goal. And that would have never happened had she taken the annual goal and divided by four, right? So as you think about the goal, because people are annualized, they're going to have to take that annual number, but I want it to be just one data point. Think about, you know, what momentum do you have? What's in the pipeline? What, you know, what's been working? What tailwinds do you have? What headwinds do you have? But eventually, you'll start to base the 12-week goals more off the past 12 weeks and the trend than any annualized number.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit derekchampagne.com.